Have you ever been in that space, or have you ever had that feeling you want to give up because things are just too much for you to bear? But you have friends, you have family who tell you never to give up. Let me tell you, it's good to give up. There are things in your life, they don't really make any sense. There are those which make sense, but you really don't know why they're pushing you to that wall. There are those which they make you always question yourself. And to some point, they make your mental health become so vulnerable to it, you know. So I decided to be different. I decided to say it's okay to give up because it's hard. You'll find people tell you never give up, and 99% of everyone will tell you never give up, but they don't really know what you're passing through. They really don't know. It's only you, your feelings, your emotion, yourself, and your God knows what you're passing through. And I'm telling you, it's all right to give up. Why? Giving up, it brings out some of the things that you'll find them being useful in your life. How will you even find out? How will you even know they exist? And I'm going to share with you all that through my story, through what I have observed, and I hope it's gonna help you. I know it's a tough time, but let's be real. Let's be real to each other. So I'm going to take a short break and I'll be right back. The art of giving up. I know. What are you saying? We give up. You think this life needs people who give up? And let me ask you, are you that strong to tell me that you don't feel those moments where you feel like giving up? And you even give up? Be real. Be real to yourself. Not even to me, to yourself. Because everybody has their breaking point. We are not supernatural beings. We are not. We all have our breaking points. And during our breaking points, most of us even end up giving up. And when we end up giving up, most of the things happen either suicidal way. You find somebody has killed themselves. They've thought of jumping all from the highest building all the way down. You know. But now I want to give you or share with you different ways on how beneficial it is when you give up. You don't overstress on becoming best all the time. You also have a breaking point. And during your breaking point, you really need to rethink things over and over again. Because when you're giving up, it means that these things, you have really given them all your attention, but they have not given you the output you really wanted. So you start rethinking, what is that one thing I really need to do? What is those two things that I really need to add up to this thing? Because you were in that breaking point. So yes, it's good. Give space for you to just say, oh, I need this break. Give space for those breaking points. Give space to that point where you feel like giving up. Give it that space. It's going to help you. So I'm going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'll be mentioning some of the benefits you get and how they work for me whenever I give up. Yes, I know, giving up has been given the negative view of
the suicidal thoughts and everything. But I'll tell you, the suicidal thoughts come because of the pressure you give yourself. You don't give space for the breaking point. So I'm going to take a short break and I'll be right back. So there are benefits that come with giving up. It's the same way I'll narrate it in the way us Christians do it. Sometimes things become too much in our lives. Where you have done everything, the way you thought them, the way you planned your things. And you have executed them according to your plan, but they did not work out accordingly to the way you had projected it. So, you know, you're in that state where everything seems like it's crumbling before you, but you don't know what to do. You're just umefungwa. There's nothing you can do about it. And at that time, you feel like giving up. I urge you, just give up. So in the Christian way, we always surrender these things to God. Because whenever we go to God and talk out our issues to Him, in us, because we believe, there's that peace that comes within. There's that complete, there's another arena of peace that comes down to us. You feel like the burdens have been taken away. How that it is done, I guess Christians, those people who go to pray to God, they can really tell you how it is. There are those people who are faithful in their prayers. And whenever they surrender things to God, they get peace of mind. And this is because they have reached to a point where they have given up. And they know in them that God will help them. God is their solution. So whenever you give up, you always, there's assurance that you're going to get a solution. So the thing with giving up, unfortunately, some people end up giving up. And because of the agitation of how things haven't turned out the way you feel, like you are angered. You're very frustrated. You're angry. You feel like ending your life because it's not making any sense to you. That's not the way out. You can give up and take a break. Like, for example, situation at this moment, they have pushed me to that point where I have given up on some things in my life. I won't lie to you guys. There are things that they were giving me so much pressure. I'm still young, but I can't understand why I'm having so much pressure. And my parent, who is supposed to be facing this pressure because of me, is living a very quiet, peaceful life, and I don't get it. What are the things that I'm giving priority and stress, and I'm stressing over them? What are these things? Are they meaningful to my life? So I gave up and I took a day off and I decided, you know what? Today I'm walking like a zombie. I'm not doing anything. I just want to be in my own space and sleep. I slept. When I woke up, I was fresh. And I asked myself, Cynthia, yes. You have reached to that end. What else? I just found myself looking for a solution. What are the things that are going, that are very important in my life? I narrowed down that day to what is important at this moment. And one, I told myself, I can't go for things that are giving me stress and I'm not benefiting from it at all. So I cut that off. Second of all, give yourself a break whenever things don't go your way. Give yourself a break. Take a break. Your mind, your soul, your body, your everything needs a break. It also needs a break to breathe in fresh air and breathe out goodness. That thing, which place can I go and feel that I'm at peace and I can state and I can talk and give out this bad energy, this thing that I'm not understand, these feelings that are making me feel agitated and all that. So I always look for a place, and my place where I always feel that I'm comfortable, a place where I can go and express myself anyhow. State whatever it is in my mind and say it. It's either in the church or in my room or in the forest where I can go and shout. Likely enough, nowadays somebody can go to Karura Forest and you can go there and shout and say whatever you want to say and you feel good. Take yourself out. Go have fun. So I was able to come up with things that are really working for me. Thanks to me giving up and giving myself a break because I had too much. I felt these things were too much for me. Another thing, don't overstress over things that are not making any sense in your life. So if you're out there and you're giving stress over things that are not making anything, like they're not good in your life, like, oh, you broke up with somebody and then you're overstressing over it. Ah, man, get over it. Ah, get over it. That one, I'll not even tell you anything. I know breakups are really, nowadays they have another side of it. You break up with somebody, the next minute somebody has killed you. Or somebody has done something to you. My friend, take it. Take the rejection. Go out there. Accept that rejection. Better yourself. Better yourself. Work on yourself. And accept you've been rejected. It so happens. And people move on. So accept you've been rejected. Situations aren't good at for you at the moment. Accept it. Accept they are not the way you thought they would. So accept it and now look for solutions that are working for you. I don't know what is really happening to people right now. I don't know what's really happening to you right now. But if you feel like you need to give up, give up. But I'm not agitating for you to give up and go and finish your life. You're not the person who gave yourself that life. God gave you that life. And He is the only one who can take it. So, meaning that you're always waking up. God makes a chance for you, like He always creates another day for you, and you always anticipate for tomorrow. It means you can better yourself. It means you will reach a point where you'll give up. It means that you're going to get solution in your life. It means every day there's something new. There's something you're going to discover about yourself. So why waste that chance? Why waste chances on things that don't make any sense to you? What I'll urge you, invest in yourself first. How do you invest in yourself? Give yourself that time. The same way you're giving businesses your attention and everything. What if you shift that attention you give to your businesses, your other people, your friends and everything, to yourself first? It means you can become greater than the way you see yourself right now. So try to shift the attention you give to this thing and invest in you first. Because once you invest in you first, definitely you're going to give that energy to every space in your life, every activity in your life. So yes, give up. After giving up, accept things haven't worked the way they were supposed to work. Third, start looking for solutions slowly. This body, this mind, this heart needs time. Don't be impatient, but be patient with every process in your life. I hope this session helps you. I hope it makes you write down the things that make sense in your life. Among those stories I've told you, you can really relate to the benefits that come with it. And I hope, guys, you will seek for help where needed. If you are facing a mental health issue out here, there are so many places you can go. You can go online, you can call those numbers, emergency numbers, to just be helped mentally and start taking the treatments, and your life is going to become better. So don't be harsh on yourself. Instead, sometimes give yourself a break. Even the you needs that break. So the you needs the break. Invest in yourself first before you start investing in other people. Invest. Get to know yourself every day. Have that time to assess yourself. Have that time to talk to your God. Express everything to him. Give him all your burdens. Maybe me, I can't be there for you, but God will always be there for you. So guys, I hope this session helps you. And I hope to see you in my next episode, where I'll be now talking about the advantages and disadvantages of education systems. And I'll be addressing the 844 system. So stay tuned. Until next time, bye.